This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is an air of expectancy here in Washington with opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump on the near horizon. That's scheduled for Tuesday. Meanwhile, Democrats continue their efforts to get Senate Republicans to accept their demands for trial witnesses and documents so far withheld. We get a report from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The increased demands by Democrats follow one of Rudy Giuliani's indicted associates, Lev Parnas, telling House investigators that former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was under some kind of surveillance when she was still in Kiev. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells WIBC Radio in Indianapolis.
I've not met this guy, Lev Parnas, to the best of my knowledge. I've never encountered, never communicated with him.
He adds that the State Department will investigate the allegations.
I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong.
Documents provided by Parnas also suggest there may have been a threat to Yovanovitch shortly before she was abruptly recalled last spring. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A controversial gun rights rally is set for Monday in Richmond, Virginia. There are major concerns about the potential for violence. Virginia's highest court has upheld a temporary ban on firearms at the rally site on the grounds of the state capitol. Pro-gun groups are upset. Here's AP's Mike Rossia.
Gun rights groups challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order issued by Northam on Wednesday, banning guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual gun rights rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats in issuing the order and declaring a state of emergency. Concurrently, the FBI announced the arrest of six men linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. An official told the Associated Press at least three of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. I'm Mike Rossia.
Meanwhile, President Trump charges the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is under very serious attack in Virginia. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports there is no evidence of a human-to-human spread of the new coronavirus that sickened dozens of people, but that the Chinese infection still bears watching. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Investigations are continuing, aimed at identifying the source of the new coronavirus. Late last year, China reported a cluster of cases of pneumonia of unknown cause. Many were linked to a fish market in Wuhan, central China's largest city. The World Health Organization reports 41 people have been infected with the disease in China, including two deaths. Additionally, two infections have been identified in Thailand and one in Japan among people who had traveled to Wuhan. The spread of the disease outside of China is raising concern among health officials and the general public.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva. Boeing says it's working with the Federal Aviation Administration on a new software issue on the troubled 737 MAX 8 jets involved in two fatal crashes which killed nearly 400 people. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
The problem is with the software powering up the 737 MAX. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the AP it's software that verifies whether monitors tracking key systems on the plane are working properly. The system is supposed to work automatically. Boeing is rewriting software that played a role in crashes 5 months apart in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed 346 people. 737 MAX jets have been grounded for almost a year. Boeing said in a statement, "Our highest priority is ensuring the 737 MAX is safe and meets all regulatory requirements before it returns to service." I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration wants to cut further into healthy school lunch requirements set by the Obama White House. It was a priority for former First Lady Michelle Obama. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The National School Lunch Program serves about 30 million students, mostly from low-income families. Under the Obama administration, new guidelines required more fresh produce, whole grains, and lower levels of sodium, sugar, and fat. The Trump administration already lifted some of those requirements and now wants to reduce the amount of fresh produce served and allow students to buy foods like burgers, fries, and pizza a la carte. The proposals were announced on former First Lady Michelle Obama's birthday, and the head of her Let's Move campaign calls them a shameless, embarrassing capitulation to lobbyists at the expense of American children. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.